the Kalamazoo Valley Blues Association is bringing a whole passel of blues groups to downtown Kalamazoo. And here to talk about it is Jeff Bright. Jeff, thank you for coming here and thank you for finding the station in a time when campus is filled with construction and difficulties. Would you tell me a little bit about your relationship with the Kalamazoo Valley Blues Association? How long have you been a board member and what got you involved?
Well, the KVBA has been putting on blues festivals in Kalamazoo for 29 years. We didn't have one last year because of COVID. And so I've been going to those festivals for many years. And so then I thought, well, they need a lot of volunteer help. So I decided to volunteer. So then they made me a supervisor 1 year. And then they asked me to be on the board. And so I said, okay, because I'm passionate about blues music, and that's how I got on the board. It's an all-volunteer organization. So we, like I say, we've done 29 blues festivals with some of the greatest blues artists over the years, and we hope to do a big one next year. We hope to do a big blues festival next year. But
yeah,
this year we're doing an abbreviated blues bash.
In those almost 30 years, many of the festivals have been held at the Arcadia Festival site and been multiple day bashes, as you say. But this is one day, and how many bands?
We have five outstanding bands. The bands starts out earlier in the day with two great, well-known local bands. We have the Out of Favor Boys. They've been around Kalamazoo for a very long time, actually since 2003. Anybody who's watched blues has probably seen them. They're a great band. Then, of course, we have Crossroads Resurrection, another local band. And both these bands have sax players, which is kind of interesting. They both have can get a little funky, get a little jazzy, but they definitely play blues music too. Those are two great bands. And then we have a regional favorite, Jake Kershaw, young man. He's only 20 years old. Did his first album when he was 16. He's from the Marshall Albion area, and we're really excited to have him. He's played with a lot of exciting artists, Jake Kershaw, and some people, you know, have kind of call him Joe Bonamassa Jr.
Oh no, you've just given a reference that's over my head.
As much as I
love hearing the blues, I'm immediately like attracted to it. I feel good when I hear it. I don't follow it too well, so I'm not sure who Mr. Bonamassa.
Well, he's one of the. I wouldn't call him just a blues guitar player. He's a rock blues. He's been on a lot of TV shows. He fills up pretty large venues, and he's well known. He's got a lot of albums out. Great guitar player. One of the great rock blues guitar players today, I would say, would be Joe Bonamassa. But
he's a go-to guy for a lot of people, or
yeah,
does he...
some of his stuff is more rocky, some of it's more bluesy. So it just depends on the album and what he's doing.
Well, one thing I wanted to kind of make clear is that while this station focuses on one kind of classical music, I do believe that you could call blues a classical music. It's a form that has a long tradition and history, and it's there are artists who inform subsequent generations.
Mm-hmm.
Are you one of those guys that reads biographies and stories and histories about
some
blues?
Some I do, yes.
Yeah.
And in the history of the blues, I mean, it's fascinating because many scholars think it goes back to the Negro spiritual, and that then people, you know, in the Mississippi Delta area, a music that was created and by maybe artists in the late 1800s, early 1900s. Just a very raw kind of music. Some people call it simple, but it has a deep, deep emotion to it, and complexity of feeling. And many of the songs are about pain, and the type of pain that people go through. And most people can associate with that because most people have been through some kind of pain. But not all blues is sad. Some is happy. And so there's so many variations of the blues, but this Mississippi Delta, many of the artists that we know, like Muddy Waters and Little Walter and Howlin' Wolf, these are the great Chicago artists that, which have all passed away, moved up to Chicago for opportunity, really. Yeah. And as many people in the South did, they moved to the cities and looking for jobs and opportunity. And the Chicago blues became got going with Chess Records, so that some of the artists I just mentioned, they recorded for Chess Records. And Billy Branch, who's going to be our headliner, I am so excited about Billy Branch because he was hired by Willie Dixon, and Willie Dixon wrote most of the great, or many, many of the great blues songs of Chicago, The Hoochie Coochie Man, and Seventh Son, and I'm Your Backdoor Man. I mean, many, many of these songs Willie Dixon wrote, and other rock bands went on to record. You know, bands like Led Zeppelin, The Animals, the Yardbirds, Eric Clapton. Willie Dixon hired Billy Branch in for the Willie Dixon's All-Star Band, and then of course Billy Branch started his own band, and that's who's going to be there Saturday night. He's our headliner, and what an incredible harmonic player. One of the best blues harmonic players in the business is Billy Branch. And anybody who loves blues harmonica or Little Walter, because his last album is a whole tribute to Little Walter, who was Muddy Waters' harmonica player. And then he broke off, went on his own, and he had quite a few hits of his own. Little Walter did. And unfortunately, Little Walter died at a young age. But any harmonica player, almost, I would say in the world, probably knows who Little Walter Jacobs is.
I'm speaking with Jeff Bright, board member of the Kalamazoo Valley Blues Association. Now is a terrific time to tell our listeners how to get tickets and a little bit about how you plan to run the day, which is this coming Saturday. The website is KVBA, Kalamazoo Valley Blues Association.org. And tickets can be purchased there today.
This is the last day that you can get tickets. They're $25 for five bands. The doors open at 2. The bands start at 3, and we're going to go all day long. There's food and drink that you can purchase.
It's outdoors.
At Old Dog.
It's outdoors.
It's outdoors. Bring a lawn chair, a small, kind that fits in a bag, lawn chair if you like. There will be some chairs there. There'll be some picnic tables, and it'll be great. The stage is covered, so if it sprinkles a little bit, we're gonna keep on going. You may want to bring an umbrella, but we're kind of hoping and confident. If it rains, it'll be light and it'll be over.
Yeah. It's only a 30% chance.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, again, tickets are available for today through the website kvba.org. Otherwise, there will be some available at the door.
There will be tickets available at the door. Those are $29. Mm-hmm. And, seating is limited. So once we hit our limit, we will cut those sales off just because we want to be sensitive. So that people can social distance and they can enjoy the show, and it's not, elbow to elbow. So there's plenty of room back there. It's actually a big pretty big venue. Kara, I think you've been there. It's pretty big back there. People don't know about it.
It's roomy.
Yeah.
There's lots of little corners and places to go and you chat to a friend or just sit in front of the stage it's a really laid back, friendly place.
And if it gets super hot and humid, you can bop inside and cool off because the inside will be open as well. So Old Dog has great food and a big menu of drinks. So it'll be a great time.
Okay, I rarely had a guest who came in and said, I was just thinking about this blues bash today and something popped into my mind and I'd like to play it for you. And Jeff, that's you, my rare guest who brings along an instrument and says, I want to share some music. So let's get back to the harmonica, which is, as you were saying, it's been married to the blues for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
And that's your instrument of choice.
It is. Sometimes called the harp, sometimes called the Mississippi saxophone. Mm-hmm. And harmonica is an incredible instrument because you can fit it in your pocket and take it anywhere. And it's just a lot of fun to play, and it's a lot of fun to listen to. So I just put this together, this little song together about the blues bash. I said, hey, hey. I said, hey, hey. The KVBA. I said, hey, hey, KVBA. We got a big blues bash this Saturday. Drink like a fish, eat like a dog. I'll see you down there at the Old Dog. Hey, hey, KVBA. I said, hey, hey, we got the KVBA. You see, Billy Branch and Wayne Baker Books. Got a great show, man. These guys really cook. I said, hey, hey, KVBA. I said, hey, hey, KVBA.
That's live in our studio, Jeff Bright on the harmonica, inviting you all down to the Blues Bash this Saturday. Doors open at 2 o'clock. Details at kvba.org. And thank you so much for giving us that. You know, your fellow board members need to give you a special trophy, I think, for going on the radio.
Well, our board president, Mike Topoyan, who's a great guy and does so much for the organization, he plays guitar, so sometimes we get together and you just hang out and play together and have a good time. And there's other board members that play as well. But, you know, not everybody plays. We just all are passionate about blues music. And, you know, especially when a show comes, a festival or something like that. I mean, there's so many hours that folks put in. And it's just for really love of blues music. You know, I might mention, too, that we don't only do the Summer Blues Festival, but we do Winter Blues Festivals. And so we will have three or four shows in the winter at different venues around town. Mm-hmm. You know, we've done a lot of shows at Old Dog. We've done shows at Shakespeare's. Of course, you know, there's several clubs which are no longer around, unfortunately. So we did a really nice collaboration with the Chicago Blues Network, and we went to the Cable Access Center. We recorded three bands. We put those on, and then the Chicago Blues Network recorded three, and we rebroadcasted that. And Billy Branch was one of the artists that was on that. So we're always looking for ways to present blues. We also have a program for blues in schools where we teach young people about blues.
That's so critical.
Yeah. I mean, there's no really local blues radio station in Kalamazoo area. So people may not get exposed to the music style. And what's interesting about blues is that, like I say, really modern rock and roll that came from this style of music. When you listen to Chuck Berry, Bill Haley and the Comets, even Elvis Presley, this music came from blues, and it created rock. And if you kind of get to know blues and you listen to rock, go, wow, that's just blues music sped up. And the other side of the coin, you listen to jazz and you go, wow, I hear a lot of blues in there, you know.
The scales.
If you listen to Louis Armstrong or Count Basie, I mean, some of that stuff is complex, but some of it you go, wow, that's kind of like blues music. And so it had such a huge influence on us. And, of course, most everybody knows B.B. King, the late, great B.B. King, who played in Kalamazoo many times. He was a guy that was just a great, great artist and promoted blues, and people knew his music, loved his music. And so guys like Billy Branch and Wayne Breaker Brooks, they're carrying this music on for another generation. And, of course, it's never exactly the same, you know, because their lives are different. And, you know, they probably don't live in the South Side of Chicago and go through all the stuff that Muddy Waters and Little Walter and Howlin' Wolf and these guys went through. But they are true blue Chicago blues artists.
It's so important to remember that, as you're saying, I mean, the blues is the DNA for all the popular music we have right now. And it should not be forgotten. Why don't we take a short break and listen to a Billy Branch number from the most recent album that pays homage to harmonica player
Little Walter.
We'll be right back with Jeff Bright from the Kalamazoo Valley Blues Association. He's inviting you down Saturday to a blues bash featuring Billy Branch, Wayne Baker Brooks, Jake Kershaw, the Out of Favor Boys, and Crossroads Resurrection. Music starts at 3 o'clock. You can find out more at kvba.org.
Complete. Started the ball a rolling like a tumbleweed. Never stop rolling till you grab my heart. You know what I want. Put the lid on the fire. Put the salt in the bread. Made my life worth living. And I'm repeating every word I say. Nobody but you. Nobody but you, babe. Nobody but you, babe. You upset my very soul.
We just heard a tune from Mr. Branch on harmonica, Jeff?
Yes.
Yeah. Billy Branch, who is carrying on the tradition, as you outlined, with his harmonica, having been a part of a major artist's group, Willie Dixon, in the past. And so learning side by side and then bringing it forward. We're talking about the Kalamazoo Valley Blues Association Blues Bash, which is set for Saturday, starting at 2 o'clock when doors open, music at 3, and continuing on through probably around 11 o'clock with 5 featured bands. I'd like to return to the local scene and the local groups. You mentioned the Out of Favor Boys.
Yes.
Crossroads Resurrection, also a group from around here.
Yes, Jake Kershaw, young man who I believe is 20 years old recorded his first album at 16. You know, great guitar player. And he's played it around here. He's also going to be doing a show at State Theater a week from Saturday. But it's exciting to have him. And he's played with many well-known artists, Johnny Lang, Larry McRae, Albert Cummins, Walter Trout, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. It's exciting to see this young guy. And the other thing that's cool about Jake is he is one of his major sponsors is Heritage Guitars right here in Kalamazoo, right in the same building where Gibson guitars were made. So, and many folks know this, some don't, that Gibson guitars were made in Kalamazoo for many, many years, and all the great guitar players who played Gibson had a guitar built there. B.B. King's Lucille was made there. Anybody who played a Les Paul, and the Kalamazoo-built Gibson guitar are really sought after today. So it's exciting that Heritage has kept that going and built really great guitars, and that Jake Kershaw is a sponsor for Heritage Guitars right here in Kalamazoo.
You have a chance to hear him live on Saturday. The Old Dog Tavern has an outdoor garden with a stage, and you can enjoy it on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Looks like it'll be sunny, highs in the 80s, and a 30% chance of rain. I'd take that chance. It's not too shabby. You did mention that some people think of blues as easy. What is difficult about the blues?
Well, I would say really playing it like anything, doing it well. Playing it well is difficult, and playing it with deep feeling and emotion because there's, sometimes they say, well, it's just 1-4-5, meaning, the root, the dominant, and subdominant chord. And much of blues is in that style, but so that boundary, if you will, has created a lot of room for creativity. But there's a lot of people who have branched away from off of 1-4-5 and made it more complex. So it's in music that somebody can learn as a beginning musician, and they think, wow, this is not too difficult. But once you start listening to the great blues players and you realize, what they're doing and how they brought it to a new level. Like Little Walter, he played the harmonica, and he was like one of the first guys to put a mic right up next to the harmonica and run it through a little amp and turn it all the way up and give this distorted, fuzzy electric sound that would almost make it sound like a saxophone or electric guitar. And he was like the beginning of what we know as electric harmonica that has that really cool, distorted sound. Jay Giles' band was with Magic Dick, incorporated that sound back in the 70s. And many others have as well. A lot of people know John Popper from Blues Traveler, just incredible harmonica player. And there's so many that so he was really Little Walter was the pioneer of this electric sound and of creating a sound that will, like in the last cut that we just heard from Billy Branch, it just has a unique, different sound from any other instrument.
The question was, what makes it difficult? I was thinking you might say the feel.
Yeah, I would say the feel. And the more you play it, and if you play more with the same musicians, you kind of understand. You can make it a great sound, or it can just sound like a lot of stuff going on at once. And there's... you can slow it up, speed it down, make it louder, softer. And that's what I think the great musicians do. But it's really kind of that emotion, that feel that comes through the music, most of the time telling some kind of story.
Mm.
And that story, it sometimes is really interesting, sometimes is really sad, occasionally it's happy.
There's a difference, perhaps, between classical music that we hear on 89.9 and the blues. When we hear performances of Mozart or Beethoven, we're hearing what the composer had to say for the most part, but it sounds like in the blues, you really have to have something to say personally and bring it to stage. Like,
right.
It is a fusion
of
both playing your instrument well, singing well, and bringing something over to the audience that is straight from the depths of your soul.
And blues have come and gone in popularity. You know, I think of guys like John Lee Hooker, who kind of moved over to the folk side of things for a while and then came back in style. And so one of the things that we do at KVBA is our motto is keeping the blues alive. And that's what we want to do because we love this form of music. And, you know, there's always new forms of music coming out, you know, rap, hip hop, other stuff. And so young people, we want them to be able to hear it. You know, I say, do you like blues? And some people say, well, not so much. And I said, well, you give it a chance, you know, try some different flavors. There's different flavors. We were talking earlier. So the early Mississippi, Robert Johnson, who wrote the song Crossroads that's been recorded many, many times. But you've got Mississippi, you've got Chicago, you've got Memphis, you got St. Louis. You got there's even Detroit blues. And, of course, Texas blues, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. And some of it's very electric, and some of it's very acoustic.
Yeah.
So it's, and it's all over the place. And Carol, you mentioned you play the flute, and
I'm not sure how that comes into it.
Well, I saw John Mayall here at Miller Auditorium, and John Mayall had a flute player.
You're kidding me.
No.
Now I'm interested.
Yeah. So John, you got to listen to some old John Mayall because John Mayall is a harmonica player. He plays guitar, organ, piano. And he, I think he's over 80 now, and he's kind of considered the father of British blues. But so we talked about how these musicians moved up from the Mississippi Delta to the bigger cities, started playing. Well, then these guys in Britain started listening to it, and they go, what is this? This is awesome. They listen to Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and Little Walter and the other Chicago players, and then they started playing their stuff. And then they came and they toured in the United States, you know, like the Animals, the Rolling Stones. If you listen to the first three or four Rolling Stones albums, there's a lot of blues on there. And it's so there's a movie called Cadillac Records. I mean, I can recommend the movie. It's actually pretty good because it's I don't know how accurate it is, but the Rolling Stones are going into Chess Records and Muddy Waters is painting the walls. And Mick Jagger is like freaking out. You know, he can't believe that this great Muddy Waters is painting the walls of the studio because – you know, they were on the south side of Chicago. They weren't paid big money back then. And they played blues bars in the south side of Chicago. And so it was bands like the Animals, the Stones, Zeppelin, who Cream, that ignited this style of music. And B.B. King even said that in a great documentary by Martin Scorsese. He says, you know, if it wasn't for these British rock guys, we would have never made the kind of money, you know, never got the acclaim. So they came across the water bringing, British blues, which was an adaptation of American blues. And it's all good. I mean, I challenge you, go back and listen to the first three albums of Fleetwood Mac. Most people have this concept, Fleetwood Mac, what they sound like. Listen to the first three albums. There is some great blues music on the...
strong influence.
On that, and also Steve Miller Band. If you listen to the early Steve Miller, blues was so potent in influencing these artists.
You can't tell that story without seeing some of the, I would say there's injustice there, because the black artists had very little bargaining power.
Right.
And things were set up so that, the white guys who ran Chess Records dictated the terms. And the popularity had a lot to do with reaching white audiences who, with the purchasing power to buy records. And so, yes, British bands did fuel a renaissance that was kind of a shame, because the music wasn't being appreciated here.
Well, and Billboard actually had two sets of charts. You know, they had their pop charts and they had their R&B charts. And so most of the blues artists were on the R&B charts, but so were guys like Elvis Presley and Jerry Lee Lewis. The one artist that really made a breakthrough, and who was a blues artist, was Etta James. And she crossed over and she hit the pop charts and opened up a whole new style of music to people that weren't used to listening to it. And so some of the other blues artists made that crossover, Muddy Waters and a few others. And then they started to making a bit more money, and then they started playing bigger venues and, you know, getting out of the small blues bars of the South Side of Chicago. And of course, B.B. King, you know, he played all over in all sizes of venues and arenas. He played at State Theater. He played at Miller Auditorium here in Kalamazoo.
Kind of a transcendent artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely. And because he had a nice big brass horn section, it really filled things up. And, most of the bands couldn't afford a horn section, but occasionally you would see one with a horn section. And there's still a club in Chicago, Buddy Guy's Legends, that's got some great bands that play. You know, if you want to go to a club and see a true blue Chicago blues band, go to Buddy Guy's Legends. You can go to their website, see who's playing. There's some guys like, John Primer, Billy Branch, I think, plays there from time to time, and other Chicago guys. And so it's still going. There's still several clubs that are blues clubs in Chicago.
I'm having a blues conversation with Jeff Bright, a member of the Kalamazoo Valley Blues Association. He's a volunteer and has put in a lot of time over the years to keep the blues alive. That is the one of the mottos of the Blues Association here in Kalamazoo. The Blues Bash, featuring five live bands, is Saturday. Music starts at 3:00. Doors open at 2:00. There are limited seats available, or limited tickets available, I should say, to 500. And they've been selling online. Today is the last day you can purchase tickets online. And that's at KVBA, Kalamazoo Valley Blues Association. .org. And so go there today, or you can in person on Saturday if they're available. Hoping to have a good turnout, though. Yeah.
Definitely.
Why don't we let's hear about Wayne Baker Brooks, because he's another artist coming to the show, and we have a piece queued up here.
Well, Wayne Baker is the son of Lonnie Brooks, who's a pretty famous Chicago blues artist, guitar player. And Wayne Baker is exciting because he started a band. He played with his dad for a bit. He and his dad played together, and then he went on a solo career. And his gig was right here in Kalamazoo. So he knows Kalamazoo. He's a friend of Kalamazoo, and he's cool because he plays blues, but he also does some kind of soulful music, and even does some hip hop.
So he's versatile.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to Wayne Baker Brooks. He'll appear on stage at Old Dog Tavern this Saturday. Details at kvba.org. Sorry for the cutoff, folks. We're listening to music from Wayne Baker Brooks. He's appearing Saturday at the Kalamazoo Valley Blues Association Blues Bash. It's at Old Dog Tavern. And here in the studio with me still, Jeff Bright from the board of the Kalamazoo Valley Blues Association, and quite the historian, tying all sorts of things together for us. We talked about harmonica more than I thought I would talk about harmonica in an interview, but there's also other critical combo instruments here. There's, of course, lead guitar. Is there a rhythm guitar in blues?
Yes, there is. And Wayne Baker Brooks is the lead guitar player, and he has another guitar player with him. So one of the bands that we have, the Out of Favor Boys, they have two guitars and a saxophone player. So many times there's two guitars, but sometimes it's just a trio, bass guitar and drums. Sometimes it might be bass guitar and piano, because piano is definitely a blues instrument, and other keyboards, organ. But a lot of times, when you say harmonica, people either think of, old Susanna or blues music. But the harmonica can be played country music. There's some great country and Celtic. We were talking about that earlier.
It's even possible with Irish jigs and reels.
Oh, yes. And there's classical music.
We are in the last 9 minutes of the show today, so we should once again remind listeners about the details of the Blues Bash. And Jeff, I'll let you do the honors this time.
Great. Well, this is the last day you can get your tickets for $25. Go to kvba.org, and there's a link you can click on and purchase your tickets. The doors open at 2. The band start at 3. The very last band is Billy Branch. I think he starts around 9 o'clock. But you just want to get your tickets today. We will have some tickets available at the door potentially, and those would be $29. So get your tickets today, and bring a folding chair. Get ready to hear some great music and have some. Beverages and some good food there at the Old Dog Tavern. Outdoors, live music is back, and it's going to be an outstanding show. All these bands are great. The two local bands I know and I've sat in with before, they're great musicians and they're great entertainers. The Out of Favor Boys and Crossroads Resurrection.
Do you have any non-blues players on the board of the KVBA?
You mean that aren't musicians?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would say only 3 or 4 of us are musicians. It's okay. just they're just aficionados. They just love blues, and they said, hey, I want to promote this. I want to get involved. Some folks are retired. Some are still working. and some of are newer. Some have been on the board a long time and been, you know, gone through a lot of festivals, because putting on a festival is not easy. And, you know,
it's all a huge undertaking for everyone, especially a group of volunteers.
Oh, yeah. And you know, we typically have to hire security. You know, the Arcadia site, you have all those porta potties. You get all of the
all the nitty gritty details.
Yeah. Food, the beverages, the seating sound. I mean, it's just it's a big, big deal. And we're looking forward to doing it again next year. We're really looking forward to doing a festival. We'll keep you posted on the venue. It may not be at Arcadia. It might be another place that's as good or better, hopefully bigger and better, and with good facilities, good food, probably it would be a two-day event.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, we did 3 days, but we've cut it down to two and found that 2 days is really a way to get a lot of bands in, a lot of great entertainment for your money. And there's bands that I would show up and I'd never heard of, and I walk away and I bought their album. I go, these guys are incredible, and I love their music. So, and that's the beauty of coming to a blues festival. So if you don't know these five bands that are playing Saturday, trust me, they're good, and they've been doing this a long time, and they love what they do.
Well, I hope I can get some blues bands to talk to me on the show in the future for future concerts and such. It's been so interesting to hear your point of view, your understanding of why blues is important, the history of the blues, and something for all of us to remember that it is right there in so much of the music we hear, popular music we hear today.
And, the Out of Favor Boys, if you could get them, and they have a little trio of their five-piece band, so without the bass and drums, and they play acoustically down at O'Duffy's once a month. So they might come into the studio and be glad to do a couple songs for you. That's Danny, Joel, and Tony. Two guitars and saxophone. And they're fun to listen to. Just their trio. They do a great job.
I'm really glad to hear about that, and I'm also glad that for all the youngsters who just don't have access to blues in their media. Regular, mm-hmm. What they're exposed to, that the KVBA is making an effort to reach those kids too.
Definitely. Yeah. We like to go into the schools and have a program called Blues in Schools and put on a program to talk about the history, play a little bit of it, give people, and Billy Branch does that too. I saw that on his website in Chicago area. And we also have a scholarship that we do for a college-bound high school graduate who shows an appreciation of blues music. And so we give that scholarship out once a year. And that's on our website at kvba.org as well. So we're not just all about music. We're about education. We're about appreciation and also collaboration. The Black Arts Council we've been involved with and is one of our collaborators, sponsors, or if you will. Can I mention one of our sponsors?
Sure.
Okay. Well, the major sponsor of the Blues Bash is Bright Financial Advisors in Portage. And they are a sponsor, so we really appreciate them. Town and Country Appraisal, Bobby Orr, True Blues Believers, Advia Credit Union. Mm. And, of course, Old Dog Tavern. So these are people that, help underwrite these shows because a lot of times, just the ticket price isn't enough, and we try to keep the ticket price, affordable.
See, yeah, you're giving us the real world picture here. That is, it takes a whole combination of sources to put on something like this that for me, all I have to do is just show up with $29 or, you know, and think, wow, that was easy. But yeah, behind the scenes, so much work going on. I'm afraid we're running out of time. And I do want to close out with some live music from Crossroads Resurrection. Jeff Bright, once again, thank you for coming in and sharing all of this with us this hour. I've learned a lot. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Kara. It's been a pleasure.
KVBA.org is where to get your tickets to the Blues Bash at Old Dog Tavern on Saturday.
Well, you may not understand what I'm talking about, but it's a blues. Samson and Delilah, he thought it was his fame. But when she cut his hair, no, it was not the thing. She gave him the blues, yeah.
It's old news.
It's old news. Oh, yeah.
It's old news.